Well, hello there, big boy. Oh, shit. Wait a second. Let me check the room number 946. 946. This is 946. And you're definitely the guy who I was booked to? Yeah, I'm, Ruby, this is awkward. Can I come in rather than just standing here dressed like this? Jeez, okay. No, I know you didn't know it was your daughter's best friend. I mean, my face was blurred on the agency website. I was listed as Ruby, the sexy, adventurous, open-minded college girl instead of, you know, my real... Oh, no, hold up. Anna didn't have anything to do with this, okay? Your daughter isn't working as an escort, too, is what I mean. She knows what I'm doing, but that's it. Look... Don't panic. I can just call the agency right now and they'll send someone else and we can just forget this ever happened. It'll take an hour or two, but I'm sure Brooke or Freya will be free, so... I mean, we're both adults. No need to make this awkward. Huh? Oh, okay. Thanks. Just sit down, get my breath back. So. Right. Yep, your daughter's roommate is really an escort. And her dad hired an escort. Not that that's a bad thing. I mean, it's not like you're married to Anna's mom anymore, and even if you were, it would be none of my business. I mean, I'm not here to judge and shame you unless you're into that sort of thing, and then... Oh, jeez, I'm rambling. Why? Well, it's just a side gig I've got going for about 3 months now. Nobody made me. I knew what I was getting into. Make a bit of money on the side, you know? I mean, compared to doing some shitty work placement, working in a bar for almost nothing an hour, or delivering pizzas all over town, you know, this wasn't such a bad alternative. Aw, the big strong man's getting all protective. Hey, maybe I was just a girl back when we last met, before me and Anna went off to college, but I'm an adult now. No, look, the agency takes on all the risks. Officially, I'm just here to provide some company, and if anything else happens between me and you, between me and the client, that was entirely spontaneous and not something that was paid for, so... So I am in the clear. Yeah, they filter out the creeps and the weirdos. They blacklist anyone who doesn't treat a girl right. And they just make sure we stay safe. And I still get enough money to make it feel like a great deal. It's funny, you know, I thought after I had my first client, I was expecting to start feeling... dirty, but I never did. I had given him something he wanted, he gave me something I wanted, and we both had fun. Plus, it was kind of nice to be pampered a bit, made to feel like the most beautiful girl in the world. Good for the ego, you know? And it's kind of fun to have a, I don't know, a secret identity? By day, she's a cute chemical engineering student who usually has her head buried in a book. By night, she's Ruby, the sex bomb that men pay hundreds for. And my fellow students don't know, my professors don't know. I think Anna's actually the only one I've told. Yeah, it's fun to have a sexy, naughty little secret. I mean, Ruby is still kind of me, just me with the volume turned up a little bit less self-censoring, a little bit less nervous about flaunting herself. So are you feeling better now? Not worrying about corrupting some poor, innocent girl? Though, I thought that was what you wanted when you asked for Ruby. And, hey, can I be honest? Real talk? This isn't Ruby talking here and flattering the client to get some tips. This is me talking, your daughter's friend. Anna told me some bits and pieces about how you've been kind of lonely since the divorce, so I totally get why you would hire an escort for some no-strings fun. No expectations, no needing to jump through hoops or rigged online dating BS, no worrying about the second date, nothing complicated. Just forget about it all for a few hours. Have a quick fling, a quick bit of fun, then we both go back to our normal lives, right? And you're not bad looking, you know? Yeah, I noticed. There might have been one or two times when I looked at Anna's dad and thought, yeah, I probably would. Just idle thoughts, nothing serious. What I'm saying is, I'm totally up for this. So, there's your phone. Are you gonna call the agency, say there's been a misunderstanding, nobody's fault, sorry for the inconvenience, and call another girl? Or stick with what you've got? Your call. And Anna will never know. It'll be our secret. Oh, that's a good choice. Yes, you just put that phone to one side, and now why don't you get my present ready? While I just nip into the hotel bathroom, let the agency know I arrived, okay, and slip into something a little bit less comfortable. I'm ready. Close your eyes. Oh, wait a minute. I forgot to ask. What do you want me to call you? By your own name? Or sir? Or if you want to be really naughty, daddy? Ooh, you are a bad boy. That's fine. Ruby's a bad girl. So, open your eyes, daddy. Ta-da! Oh yeah, that's the reaction I was hoping for. When I came to your place dressed like a total tomboy in a baggy t-shirt, leather jacket, and low-riding jeans, you never guessed I looked like this underneath, did you? So, do you think this suits me? The tight little black dress with the neckline going down to my navel, the gold belt, and a skirt just short enough so that you can see the tops of my stockings without wearing anything underneath it. I'll take that look as a yes. Don't forget to blink. You'll dry your eyes out. Now then, Daddy, what do you want to do to me? Ask for anything, even the stuff that wasn't listed on my profile. You'd never have guessed I'd do half of that. I know, there's a lot of things I'd never have considered if it was normal me. But Ruby, well, that girl is a total slut. She'll try anything once. Aww, are you having a hard time deciding how you want me, Daddy? Okay, well, while you're choosing, let me put a bit of music on my phone. And give you a lap dance. Oh, yeah. You're so hard for me. I can feel it. Let's just grind on that bulge. Yeah. Do you like how the skirt's riding up? Get an eyeful. Let's lean back. Give you a look down the dress. Just let me loosen the halter neck. There. Hey, come here. Come on, pull that dress down and get those hands on my tits. Yeah, I'm not just your daughter's moody tomboy friend anymore. Tonight, I'm your whore. Does that get you worked up? Calling myself that? I felt that twitch. No need to be embarrassed if you do. This is my secret identity, remember? It gets Ruby so hot when men want her so bad they'll pay for her. And she loves it when it's like this. When she's grinding on the dick of her client like a lap dancer. Getting him rock hard, tits spilling out of her dress. She feels so sexy, so desirable. So, Daddy, why don't you show me your hidden side? Come on, use me. Squeeze my tits. Hold up, lift them out of my dress. Say it. Say how bad you want to fuck me. Ooh, okay. Lifting me up and carrying me to the bed gets the message across. You're strong. Are you doing the striptease now? Come on, get your clothes off. Hey, throw me my handbag. I need to find a condom if we're gonna... Oh, okay, yeah, that can wait a minute if you're gonna go down there. Yes, get my skirt up. See, I told you I wasn't wearing anything underneath. Oh, you're really burying your face in there. Yeah, I would normally break out the lube right about now, but don't think I'm gonna need it tonight. Hey, you think you're the only one who enjoys being naughty? Yeah, a little further up, and, yes, there, like there, yes, Daddy, please eat my pussy, I'm such a greedy little slut, I can't wait, I'm right there, on your fingers, oh, another, put another one in, yes. That's even better than I imagined. Yeah, I imagined when I came over to your place a lot. Keep going. Eat that pussy. Oh, wow, you're gonna... me, yes, I'm gonna come, Daddy, you made me come already. You really know how to make a whore feel like a lady. Not many clients make that sort of effort. Yeah, all the other men who paid for me. Are you getting jealous, Daddy? You think you can do a better job than all of them? Hey, my turn. Get on the damn bed. Okay, look at me. Don't you dare take your eyes off me. Your daughter's friend is taking hold of your cock, licking it up and down. Tell me what a dirty slut I am. Let's just run my tongue around it before I... I can't believe I missed out on this for so long. Pass me my handbag. I gotta get a condom on this bad boy before I get carried away and stick it in raw. You wouldn't want to knock up your daughter's friend, would you? Okay. How do you want it, Daddy? Do you want me to ride you? My dress around my waist and my tits bouncing? You're the boss. Yeah, just guide it in. Oh, yes. Oh, my God. Yeah, just ride that cock. You're in so deep. Holy fuck. Yeah, you like the sight. My tits bouncing and my hips gyrating. Anna doesn't know why I like going to the gym so often, but it's so I can get reactions like this. Oh my God, yeah, harder. That's it. Make me bounce. Grabbing my wrists. You like it when you can just pull me right down on your cock. Oh, yes, that feels so good. Keep thrusting up. Keep fucking me. You weren't expecting this, were you? Weren't expecting to be fucking your daughter's friend? Oh, look at that. Got your arms pinned on the bed. Come on. Are you gonna let a little girl like me take charge? Come on. Show me who's the boss and who's his slut. Yes. That's it. Just throw my fucking hands off. Grab my hips and... yes. You're really fucking going for it. my gosh. Well, yeah. Pull me down. Look, I need to... I mean, please, can I rub myself, Daddy? I'm nearly there. Nearly gonna... thank you. Thank you. Yes, just like that. Keep lifting me up and putting me down onto that beautiful cock. It's so good. It's so good. I'm gonna... I'm coming again. Let me down. I'm gonna faint. Oh, fuck. That was good. No, I'm fine. I just needed to... Seriously, why the fuck would your wife have divorced this? Hey, get that condom off. Straddle me. Maybe I will be using that lube after all. Get my hands nice and slippery. Yeah, let's get both hands around that cock. Do you want to come all over me? Huh? You want to mark me as your woman? Let's get pumping it then. Come on, thrust your hips. Huh, feels good? Slipping through my hands? Yeah. Come on, give it to me, Daddy. I can see you're nearly there. Come on. Come all over your whore. Over her tits, her belly, her chin. See if you can reach my mouth. Nearly there? Yeah? Yeah, you're ready to come, Daddy? Come on, please. I need it really bad. You come for me. Come for me. Come for me. Let it out. Please. Please. Oh, yes. That's it. Oh, you're still... Oh, yeah. Look what a mess you made of me. You've been saving it up? Oh man, that was even more fun than usual. No, seriously. Ruby had such a fun time being treated like a slut, and I had a fun time too. Hey, just think. I'm gonna come back to the dorm. Anna's gonna ask me how my evening was, and I'm gonna tell her it was the best fuck of my life. And she'll never know who it was with. Man, and we're still less than halfway through the appointment. But, let's take a break. I need to clean up. Unless you'd rather order room service now and have me greet the waiter like I am now. Hey, what can I say? I told you, Ruby's a total slut. No, but seriously, I'm gonna take a shower now. Do you want to join me?